Man, it's been a while since I've heard that song. Right. Anyway, hey, folks, welcome back to the Good Game Guys. We're back.
And we're doing our special E3 post-discussion. Pretty much. God help us all. Oh, my God. So much amazingness. So much amazingness.
So, geez, for those, because, you know, time flies in the internet. So, for those of you that kind of forgot, I'm Dr. Captain.
TKO.
And I'm Deg.
And, unfortunately, we don't have Span with us this time. He's going to take a little break. Managing himself like a bit of job opportunities going on.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we'll let him try and explore those for a moment, as well as
a moment.
Span, we need you back.
We don't know where to go, Span.
Time's up.
Come on, Kramer. I missed that board game.
Oh God. Man.
And let's see. I believe Stephanie is also kind of taking a break right now.
All
right.
Wait, no. But she said she was going to be on tonight.
Is she? Well, we'll find out in a moment. But for now, folks, someone needs to turn off their phone.
Right. Oops. Let me guess, it's Stephanie.
Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, all right. So let's go ahead and get Stephanie on real quick.
Can you please send me the phone number?
I guess we could share that phone number since other people can join in and call us that way.
She's having Skype problems, that's why.
So, yeah, I guess Skype's causing that issue. So, hey, folks, and Stephanie, if you all want to call in and just hang out with us, because we're just going to be doing our post-E3 for the day, you can call us at
914-338-1303.
And there we go, folks. So remember, just go ahead and call in and, you know, shoot the shit with us,
ask
man.
Questions,
we have fun. We got answers. You got questions. We're the reverse radio show.
Wait,
right?
Since we actually went to E3, does that actually make us a credible source for video gaming related information?
Maybe.
Oh my God, are we actually official now?
Oh my God.
I'm not sure I'd go that far. we're still a bunch of dudes in a trailer park doing this podcast.
There. Wearing our gaming shirts. You know, I'm rocking my War Thunder T-shirt that
I'm
got
really
from Gaijin.
Gotta fucking mute that.
Anyway, so we've been kind of talking about E3 for a decent moment. Let's finally start diving in. So it feels kind of awkward asking the guys I was with, but hey, what are we doing E3?
We're like, what did you guys do this week? We did the same thing you did, Bob.
Well, our first stop was with Konami. We got to go in and take a look at Metal Gear Solid 5. Let me be the first to say that in Phantom Pain, horse shit is a feature.
No kidding, folks.
Yeah.
Seriously, the horse that you rode in on took a big fat dump.
And here's what's worse. The guy who was demonstrating the game purposely left the horse sitting there.
Yeah.
And it refused to move until the horse decided to relieve itself.
Right.
And in 80-something inches of HD. We saw HD horse poo.
Right. Little flecks of hay and stuff coming
Flies
out.
Flies buzzing around it.
Oh, man.
Reminded me of growing up on the farm.
That reminded me of my grandpa's farm, actually, down in Mississippi.
Oh man.
So what was your takeaway from seeing Phantom Pain? Like what did you get overall? Did you have any details?
Well, I missed out completely on Ground Zero, unfortunately. So as far as how the story of, you know, Metal Gear goes, I'm kind of left off on Peace Walker at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much with the way how the game kind of acted, especially since they brought back the Fulton recovery system with the game.
Oh my God.
God, so much fun things that could be done with the Fulton.
Oh God,
they're gonna let us recover goats.
Yeah,
and populate
Mother Base
with goats.
Yeah, we go back to Mother Base. He's showing us Mother Base, and lo and behold, the goat that he Fulton it runs up to him and is like, "Bah!" I'm like, "What?"
The only things I am going to Fulton are going to be mission required and goats. Want to see the stampede of 400 goats fighting off the invaders?
Are you going to teach the goats CQC?
Oh my! They don't need me to teach it. They got horns, man. They'll just butt people.
Great. So now we know that Deg is going to be turning his mother base into a goat farm.
Well,
awesome.
They got to eat parts of it.
You know, hang on. Would that be Goat Simulator 2?
Oh my God!
It may very well.
Why
be.
Is that a thing?
It's so fun.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool they brought back the Fulton recovery system because that was one of the fun things about Peace Walker. And I was a little kind of shocked to see Big Boss just suddenly rocking the prosthetic. Spoiler alert, by the way, guys, who didn't play Peace Walker, was rocking the prosthetic limbs of the bad guy in Peace Walker.
Right.
So I was wondering, hey, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, I'm like, because...
Oh, shit, I need to play Ground Zero.
Right, so he's cruising around with, like, shrapnel sticking out of his head and a cybernetic left arm. And
it's like, what?
What?
When did they do that?
What led up to this? I don't remember anything like this being involved in the previous Metal Gears. I do remember the original teaser for Phantom Pain, where he kind of wakes up and stumbles around a hospital without an arm.
Yeah.
But, like, how did they get from there to here? Obviously, we didn't see the opening of the game. We saw, like, a tidbit midway through. They made mention that that setting specifically was somewhere in Afghanistan.
Yeah, taking place around the 1980s, if I remember right.
Right. I do like that they have... they've sort of streamlined their transitions from cutscenes to gameplay, so... You don't have any ridiculous loading screens or anything like that. It feels more like The Last of Us with the transitions from cutscene to gameplay.
Doug, we always got to bring everything back to The Last of Us.
Dude, that game's epic.
It's the model to stand by. If you were not doing it like The Last of Us, you were doing it wrong.
Well, damn, I can't retort that for the moment.
Mm. You want to, but
I really do.
You know it's correct. You know, your feelings.
You know I'm just going to stay up all night just trying to think of some argument to retort it.
Next week.
I actually took a note in my notepad that says horseshit is a feature. That's rad. I should scan that.
And like, put it on the freaking Facebook.
The Fulton Goat Recovery. Yep, got that covered. CQC appears to have been upgraded.
So, I don't know. It still doesn't look as complicated as Peace Walker was.
It doesn't look very complicated, but it does look like they have added in some more environmental stuff with the CQC.
True.
It doesn't really look like it's, you know, like cartoon highlights on a bench or whatever. Mm. Like, hey, you know, press X next to here to grab that guy and throw him in it. It just seems more fluid than that.
Like Uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Uncharted.
Like the guys that made The Last of Us.
It always comes back.
No, it always comes back to Uncharted and Last of Us for fighting. Like, I think Uncharted still has my favorite CQC of any game I've played so far.
Fair enough. I do kind of disagree with the notion that an e-cigar should be able to pass 24 hours. Like, it's not even an actual cigar. But, like, you basically pop this not even an e-cigarette. It's a freaking full-body, like,
E-cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People can't see me doing this.
Thank God.
And, like, that activates the time passage feature. Like, if you want to wait for the changing of the guard wherever you're at, you got to puff
attack
on
during
this.
Or attack at night.
Right. You got to puff on this thing for, you know, however long for time to pass.
I want
to
know how this cigar was invented in the 80s.
Right?
Right. I do dig on the waypoint system.
Yeah.
You can pop open your map and you say, first I'm going to go here, then I'm going to go here.
Yeah,
then
making your own
really
waypoint.
It's really going to streamline your capability of navigating through the areas that you're going to. Once you scope it out from a bird's eye, you don't have to memorize the layout because you can just say, I got waypoints strategically placed. All I got to do is head towards there and I will see the guards that I've already marked out.
I even like some of the extra stuff they added in for calling in, like, additional air support and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mother base.
Right.
Yeah.
Like GTFO.
Pretty much.
Right?
You do not want to be there when an airstrike touches down.
No.
Like, that was danger close.
Right?
What else have we got? Mother base is customizable. So for those of you who played Metal Gear Solid 2, ignore the layout because it's not going to be the same. You get to determine what
Walker.
It's going to look like.
Well, no, see, because remember what they showed off at the demo? It looked a lot like the Big Shell from Metal Gear 2.
Oh, I did like Big Shell.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It was.
It was,
I mean,
Big
they,
Shell.
They called it Outer Heaven, which is, you know, what it was.
We're getting way too into the Metal Gear lore
right now.
Spoiler
alert.
I mean, Big Shell wasn't created until after the tanker went down. They built Big Shell directly over the tank.
You know what, let's just be honest with ourselves.
No, they didn't.
Hideo Kojima kind of makes
the
story a little
the tanker
confusing
went down
sometimes.
In the
yeah, I mean,
like,
they built it over the, what was it? Some oil something or some environmental thing that they were pretending to clean up?
You know, I think we clearly need to play Metal Gear Solid 2 again.
Probably
it's been a good while.
I know.
So Mother Base can be attacked, which was a big takeaway from Metal Gear Solid for me. It's like, oh, cool. So not only do we get this new Metal Gear experience, But then we also have a minor tower defense.
Well, it, also that with the dynamic weather and enemies able to attack you at your home base, which is supposed to be a safe haven.
Right.
I think it adds some excitement to the game.
Right. Well, not so much a safe haven, but more of a fortress. Like, it's not totally safe. People can still try to siege it. I hope you know what you're doing when you're building it.
Well, I mean, in Peace Walker, you know, Mother Base was safe ground. It was safe. No one's going to go there.
Right.
So you can go there
never
like,
heard of it.
Like, yeah, you can go to Mother Base and walk away, eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and come back.
Right, right.
Leave the game running.
So overall, the game looked slick. They sped it up. Everything seems to be a bit more fluid. Yeah, the cardboard box is back, but they added a few features, like being able to, like, dive out the side of it.
And you can pop up on the top, fire it, and then jump back down into the box.
Right, without, you know, unequipping and re-equipping the box. I always thought that was dumb.
Right, but they fixed it.
So they did. It only took them since 1997.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm in a box.
That
it was
safe. To say.
It was my destiny to be here.
In
the box.
Right.
Well, no, I would have got two issues with the game. One, I think that they're making the technology way too advanced for the time period. It's like, what Big Boss is using in this game is more advanced than what Snake is using in Metal Gear 4.
Yeah.
I'm like, holographic thingies and what? I'm like, really?
Right.
Cybernetic arms that are, you know, look like they're just one step below Raiden's arms?
To be honest, I'd be willing to accept, wasn't Hal, what was Otacon's dad's name again? Howard? Howard Emmerich, I believe?
Yeah, something like that.
I personally want to believe Howard Emmerich is way above the times as far as inventions are concerned.
Are you thinking of Howard Stark?
No.
No.
Was Hal's dad Howard, really?
Yeah.
And number two.
I'm pretty sure it was. I'd have to get to that point in Peace Walker again.
Issue number two is the marking system that they're letting you do. Well, one of the things of Metal Gear was looking at the guards, remembering where they were, and using your brain.
Right.
Now it's like, now I can see guards through walls. I'm like, that's not Metal Gear.
To be fair, the game is much more complicated with many more guards able to be on the screen at once.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you're supposed to, you know, peek around corners and look and, you know, be aware of your environment.
Yeah, they did basically turn Big Boss into James Bond.
Pretty much. Well, they did that back in Metal Gear Solid 3.
No, they turned into Hitman.
Right.
Where you can just, oh, I can see, I can sense guards through walls because I'm Snake. Like, no, I like it when I had to actually, you know, use part of my brain to observe what's my surroundings.
I wonder what sort of supernatural crap they're going to throw at us this time. Remember Vamp?
Remember Psycho Mantis?
That wasn't supernatural. That was just really good nanobots.
Nanomachines, son. Nanomachines.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Anyway. But yeah, my overall takeaway from Metal Gear Solid is I don't need to experience a demo or anything.
For $40, of course not.
I want this game.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
I want this game.
I still say they're wrong for charging $40 for their demo, or $30 now, whatever.
Sure.
Wrong.
That's not really here or there, though.
Yeah,
like,
we're past that point.
People will vote with their wallets.
Like, we're past that point.
No,
Phantom
they
Pains
won't.
Is a thing.
People will fail with their wallets.
So the next stop that we got to take, we got to pay a real close look at Dying Light.
Oh,
yeah.
That must be a thing.
Dying Light, I believe that was Techland.
Yes, it was.
Wait, didn't we go to Dying Light first?
Did we?
That was our first stop, was Techland.
Uh-oh, we're out of order here, people.
I took notes in the order that I got them, and I got notes on Metal Gear Solid before I got notes on Techland. So
you know what, we'll go on to Dying Light, because I do remember Dying Light coming up right around after that.
Right.
And, so, dude, I'm the lucky bastard out of these guys, because I got a chance to play Dying Light.
Well, that's because you stepped on our dicks and took our turns.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right, mister. I think zombies are overdone. You guys remember that Halloween episode?
Yeah. Dying Light looked okay.
Dying Light looked freaking amazing.
It looked okay. It looked like they took a few of the concepts from Mirror's Edge.
Thus, making it
a
awesome.
Couple, like, just a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely took some of the aspects of Mirror's Edge. Not so much where you can just straight up,
zombie hunting.
Not so much where you could just, like, run up to a wall and do, like, a wall kick or something. But, I don't know, maybe they could because they didn't really show all the level progression in it.
Yeah, they, you know,
so maybe that could be a thing later on.
Right.
I don't even know where we're pointing at.
I don't know.
Pointing at?
Did you give Stephanie the phone number?
Yeah, I did.
That's strange.
Hmm.
She said, thanks. 914-238.
338. Wait. Oh. Dumbass.
Wait.
Do we have a new Kramer?
So
okay.
There you go.
All right.
So I Dying Light was interesting to observe.
Yeah.
It does look like they're really gearing it for a very specific playstyle. I'm not saying that that's necessarily true. It's just, you know, from what the presenter was explaining, it's like you're going to want to stick to the rooftops. You're going to want to do all this, you know, this dynamic jumping action, this dynamic entry.
All right, Mike guy.
And, like, it looked okay. It does have some role-playing elements. So you got, like, strength and agility. I assume the more shit you fight, the higher your strength is going to go, versus the more you run, the higher your agility
is. Yeah, like a prestige system. The more you jump around, you get points
well,
going into your agility, and the more you punch, you know, it's one of those systems, like the Skyrim.
Right. And they do have an RPG-based skill system. They're going to have something like 50 different skills that should affect how you really are able to go through the game. Like, they should all be kind of a big deal. When you invest in one skill, you're basically saying, this is something I'm specializing in, so I'm not sure what the skills are going to be because they didn't let us see the list, despite prodding and questioning.
We tried.
I assume it wasn't ready for the presentation.
We made an attempt. But do they also have assassinations, like bat grabs and stuff in that game as well, right?
I don't recall having that ability when I was playing.
No, it looked like it. Like, you...
Because I know for sure...
you didn't really sneak up on too many
That's
people.
Fair.
You
like,
sort of failed.
Yeah.
I failed by running up with my electric mallet going like, you mother...
Yeah, he kind of just ran in a roar and I just threw this.
Well, then there were the other times where he just ran headfirst into a wall for a moment.
Oh, what about when he ran into the Suiciders and got his face blown?
Those Suiciders, man. Like, I did not see them coming at all.
They were...
Obviously. We were there.
Like, I'm going like, oh crap, I'm being chased. Okay, I think I can just like run through these things like in Dead Rising. No, I can't.
Right. What I did like about Dying Light was that the weather system was totally dynamic.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you got your day and night cycles. During the day, you're the hunter. During night, you're the prey. That was cool. The dynamic weather cycles, like, oh, it's a nice sunny kind of, you know, it's getting a little bit overcast, and a few minutes later, it's like, oh shit, there's a storm going on. Like,
yeah,
it was interesting.
I even love some of the stealth, like the more complex stealth aspects of
what,
that they added in. The
you did
night
no
versions.
Stealth. You ran around like
I
a
didn't
caveman
do stealth.
With an
hold
electric
up,
stick.
Hold up. Because there's one thing I did notice when I was in night. I jumped over a car which had a car alarm go off, which saved me from a lot of zombies because they wanted to go check out the car more than me.
Oh, sure.
True.
Fair enough. They had kind of a nasty damage system. Not quite Mortal Kombat, but close in that the melee attacks, like when you had the bat or whatever, you could watch these things bones breaking with the X-ray view, and like, it was cool.
Yeah, and the decapitation.
It was cool. It was that. I mean, it certainly looks like this is going to be kind of a fun looking foray into the zombie wasteland.
A new addition, especially with the parkour elements, which hasn't really been done yet.
Well, as far as zombie games are concerned.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
To exemplify some of the weapons, they had like a flamethrower machete, kind of like Fallout shish kebab.
Oh, yeah.
They had my thunder hammer right there.
The electrified axes,
oh,
and
Mjolnir.
Yeah, Mjolnir.
Son of Odin will be quite happy in this game.
Right?
Dude, I was going Warhammer with that thing, man.
Son of Odin.
So my takeaway is I want this game. There are a couple of spots that I see improvement on, or spots that they could improve on, but overall, like...
It's still bad.
Like, despite Jason sucking at the game...
Yeah, I mean, sucking, kicking those zombies' asses.
Yeah, getting her face blown off several times while running like a schoolgirl.
It happened once.
Twice.
I seem to recall twice on that one,
yeah,
actually.
Two... Boom!
Two separate suiciders, and it was like, all right, it's time to go. You're obviously not getting to the end of this within half an hour.
No.
So that was neat. What do you guys think?
This is definitely on a list of games that I'm going to want to purchase. I say yes.
Right on.
Jason?
Oh, definitely. And I already played the demo, and hey, I'm already on board for most zombie games out there because I don't believe it's dead yet. Pardon the pun.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
He did it.
We were here. We bore witness to that.
Yep.
Actually,
hold up. I think we got a question from the chat room about Dying Light real quick.
Oh,
okay.
So we have Ryan asking us, since we're on Dying Light, why was it pushed back till 2015? I didn't hear any if it was mentioned before.
They wanted to make the game better.
Yeah.
Effectively, it was not ready for release up to the standard that they wanted to put it out at. They want to ensure that we're going to have the best experience with it possible. I'm not mad.
Yeah, no.
Like, it wasn't just a mismanagement fuck-up. It's that they literally ran out of time to put in the features that we want to see. So instead of rushing it and putting out a piece of bullshit, they're taking their time and making it better. I'm not mad.
We're the good game,
not
guys.
Mad at all.
And we approve of that message.
If you're going to delay a game...
to make it better?
Do it for the right reasons. Make it better.
He follows up by asking if it's for the PC port or the overall performance, consoles and PCs.
That's a good question. The only one that we saw was on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't really say what the consoles are going to look like.
So,
probably going to be close, but given the current standard of how things are, personally, I'm not really expecting the consoles to support 1080p at 60 frames. it's kind of unlikely.
PC Master Race.
Right.
Oh, God, that again.
Right. Anything else?
I think that's about it for now. I think we'll go ahead and move on from Dying Light.
Okay.
Or was there anything else you wanted to cover with it?
Nah, that was pretty much all I had.
I took
sparse notes because I was too busy watching.
Right?
So let's move on to the next entry. Also from Techland.
Craft, if we got Dying Light, there'll be a crafting system.
Okay.
Most of those weird weapons, that you'll be making them yourself.
You know,
right.
I think I got one more question since we're a little in between. So... Summer asked, since, you know, we brought up the PC Master Race, what are our thoughts on Watch Dogs so far? We'll do that real quick, and then we'll get back to the E3 stuff, folks.
Personally, I'm thinking Watch Dogs is a bit overhyped.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, after you play an hour of it, okay, all the new features, you get like, oh, okay, new features, and then it gets kind of repetitive and kind of just, man, like, it's not, I don't know. To me, I enjoyed playing the game. But I do say the hype train was a lot bigger than...
I'll give you that. The hype train had a few extra cabooses on it.
Yeah, you know.
But at the same time, I haven't played it with the recently uncovered mods with the E3 flags where they add the additional Bloom and HDR systems that you saw in the original trailer for it.
Oh.
And, a caller. Who's that?
I think that's Stephanie, if I recall her number.
Oh. Well, okay.
So let's see is that a Stephanie? Stephanie, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steph.
What's up, guys?
You just caught us kind of telling what we think about Watch Dogs right now. Doug, why don't you go ahead and finish that up real quick?
I basically had it. I have yet to play it with the newly uncovered quality mod on it. So I'm not sure. It is, you know, they are flags that you can edit and actually change the game.
Hold up. See, Summer went ahead and clarified his question again, because I guess we kind of took it in a different direction. What he meant to ask was, I meant with the graphic options and the internal PC gimping.
Oh, I played it on PS4, so I don't
any of us have
PC.
The PC version. So.
I've got the PC version.
I'll take it away.
What I was explaining is that you can ungimp the PC version. I have yet to play it ungimped. I'm not sure if it's possible to play it without having a few GTX Titans in SLI for it, but I'll let you know next week. I'll give it a shot when I get back home.
There you go.
All right. So. As far as what I think particularly of the gimping ahead of time, frankly, if you're going to try and make a game be loosely equivalent to its own version on each different console, there's going to be some give and take.
Yeah.
As far as whether or not it was the right decision, time's really going to tell. Like, how many units sold on PC versus how many on PS4, Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a business standpoint, time will tell. We don't know if that was the right call or if it was stupid.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well said.
And I can't say much because I still haven't played the game yet. I really want to, but...
kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Assassin's Creed looks amazing. Sorry.
Anyway,
yeah.
So our next game that we wanted visiting.
Right after that, we went across the hallway in Tech Lance's room over to Hellraid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hellraid.
Hellraid left me with some mixed impressions.
Same.
I was really looking forward to it because it looked reminiscent to Heretic or Hexen or...
Oh my god, Heretic!
Yeah. But, meh.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about Heretic. Oh, now I remember that game.
I mean, like, it looks cool in that all of the weapons have different fighting styles attached to them. They all got different mechanics behind them.
And the enemies react differently to each weapon, too.
You got the ability to dodge. The enemies are weak or strong against each weapon type and each element type. So, if you're going up against a skeleton that's got some strange form of lightning armor, you don't want to hit it with, a lightning-based rapier. Like, you want to flip it on its back and attack its weak point for massive damage.
Oh, you just
with a hammer
there, didn't you?
I did, in fact.
This is getting back at me for that dead pun, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, that looked okay. Charge attacks, bashing attacks. Like, if you get a shield or something, you can bash them and push them away from you. Very medieval-styled
Very gothic.
Hack and slash.
Very gothic.
Yeah, the architecture was pretty gothic.
They had, some guy who was a medieval architect.
Yeah, they were talking about that during the presentation. They actually had, an old architect basically design all the levels and stuff.
Yeah, who was really into medieval designs.
The levels looked cool, but the gameplay didn't really look like it fit yet. I'm not sure if Hellraid was as close to done as Dying Light is.
No,
I think Hellraid's not going to be coming out for a couple of years.
Hopefully we will see it sometime, though.
So, I mean, we saw, a teaser, but I'm going to withhold judgment on the game because the teaser just...
They don't even have the decapitations right yet.
It didn't really bite the whole...
And the fact that I asked them about any type of crafting system, and all they could say was they plan on having some type of, herbalist thing.
Like, they were going to try and have it more like gem socketing a la Diablo,
more so
than just straight-up crafting.
Well,
right.
you can make potions and stuff, but he...
Oh, yeah.
No,
you know, alchemy as well.
Yet, so
yeah.
The game is pretty... Yeah.
I actually wrote down dates. So Hellraid's coming out sometime next year. They didn't specify when. It's going into early access in fall of this year.
Oh, okay. So there we go. We get to try it out in early access for those that are interested.
So they're gonna put it on early access and hope that, you know, everybody else is gonna do their QA jobs for them.
Right.
As far as how to get to different places in it, they mentioned it's gonna be kind of a hub world. So I would assume that you're gonna have some sort of overland.
Oh,
map.
Oh yeah, not open world.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some sort of overland map where you're going to have to select where you want to go or what missions you're going to do. Or
instantly teleport there or something.
Right. So on that front, I guess it's going to feel kind of like the Destiny Alpha.
Hmm.
Which was, okay.
Or Metal Gear Peace Walker.
Yes. But yeah, they will have different... they didn't call it a crafting system. They called it different enchantments that you can put on your gear.
My bad.
Yeah.
More like enchantments.
Enchantments and
herbology.
Herbology, that word.
And I can only think of Dragon Age.
Right?
Enchantment?
Enchantment!
Overall, given what I saw of it, I'm going to give it a miss. Again, I'm going to withhold final judgment until we see some more polished stuff or... You know, by the time it gets to early access, I'll have seen enough on it to really make a decision. But
right now, I'm not looking.
I'm not hyped for it. I'm not as hyped for it as I am with Dying Light.
Personally, I'll give it the shot. That's just me, though. I have weird taste in games, apparently.
Nah, I thought it was going to be better than what I saw.
Yeah
fair
and
enough.
It's just too early to tell. I mean, it's going into early access this fall.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get it on early access, because you invariably will,
I know me too
look
well.
At it here.
Right?
Make a decision there.
Yeah.
So next up, we went over to Alien Isolation.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Total win.
Ouch.
Here we go. We'll just talk the trailer. I got a fun story to tell when I tried out Alien.
Okay.
So go ahead with the trailer. All three of us wound up sitting there. Stephanie, were you with us with the alien? I don't recall.
I was waiting for that one with you guys. Yeah, no, I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she showed up right when we went into that one.
Yeah.
No, she showed up when we went into Metal Gear, didn't she?
Yeah, Metal Gear was when she showed up.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we got her after
you. She showed up at
Fiesta. That's right.
No,
I take that back. It wasn't, but was it Fiesta?
She was with us.
That's
with the
okay.
Evil Within.
I'll get to share. With you guys when I came into the other game. But no worries.
Oh sure.
So okay. how was Alien Isolation though? Because that's supposed to be a horror game, right?
Oh yeah.
Despite developing a migraine for like through the trailer.
Yeah.
like loud high pitched noises like screw with my head, and apparently when you get punched in the face, a high pitched train horn goes off.
To be fair, you are being punched by an android.
To be fair, I don't have a freaking F40PH horn system in my head. So there's that.
Yeah, there is that.
Aside from that, let me move past the ass notes on that. Like what the fuck? That's unnecessary. So many loud, stupid noises. I have a headache. Fuck this. they do appear to have, like, dynamic, reactive AI on the aliens, so you're going to need to hide a lot.
Yeah.
The aliens are as smart as they were in the movie.
Oh, you don't even know.
They managed to recapture the...
Feel.
The feel, the tension, the style of the movie.
Yeah, like, literally. It literally feels like you were in the movie. They got it perfect in this game.
The first one.
The
you got to clarify
time,
that
The
one.
First movie. The very yeah. first Aliens movie.
Yeah.
What? Wow, it sounds like there's like a herd of raccoons running across the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
Do you hear that?
Well, let's not let it distract us, man. Just let him go. Let him go.
I was waiting for the shaking to happen, but apparently that wasn't enough.
All right, audience, if you hear screaming happen within the next, you know,
it's the alien.
Minutes,
it's the alien.
It's the alien invasion.
Yeah, follow me back here, man.
Anyway, distraction not credited. Distraction successful.
Ninjas on the roof.
So that was cool. There are going to be a number of different solutions for every problem you run into. I really dug on the style, like how they threw it back to the 70s push-button shit.
Yeah.
Like all the computers and stuff, the keyboards or like the keypads on a monitor.
They even had a room directly from the movie. Remember that room they pulled?
Yeah, it was all like push-button stuff. There was no like touch screen crap or heads-up display. You've got the motion sensor. That was cool.
With the creepy beeping.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, you play as Amanda, so you're the daughter of, what's
Ripley.
His name?
Amanda
Ellen
Ripley.
Ripley.
Yeah.
And, that was neat. Scavenging is going to be a requirement. You're going to have to collect stuff so you can, like, survive.
Pretty much just, like, make your own, like, health packs or and all
yeah,
that other
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Weapons,
and,
ammo.
And, like, aliens are not your only enemy. There are other survivors on this station, many of which may be armed, many of which may be hostile. You just don't know, so why ask?
Approach
and then,
anybody with caution.
And then there's also the androids. Can't forget them.
Oh, my God. The synthetics have way too much hit points.
Right. but, you know, given that it is aliens, you should probably expect some...
Gruesome death.
Some shitty, unexpected jump scares.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of jump scares.
I gotta be honest. When I played the game, I surprisingly did not experience any jump scares.
You got lucky.
I guess so, but I had my own scare.
You got murdered. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that was,
chest, get grabbed by your face.
Oh, man, if Span was here right now, he'd share the story of when he just started playing that thing on the Oculus. Now that, dude.
Bastard.
Yeah, seriously. Lucky.
No jelly.
But,
like donuts.
So I'll go ahead and get into my experience with Alien.
Sure.
So I wound up getting to play this over in the Xbox One section, right? And it wasn't so much as a story mode. It was more like a challenge mode where basically you had to go and pretty much find two dog tags, essentially. And you had to do it within a certain time. And they have, like, a pre-setup area. And I see, like, bonus objectives. And I see one of them that says, don't use the motion tracker. I go, like, oh, okay, let's see how hard this is. Immediately walk out for a second, just going, like, okay, this ain't too bad.
Right.
Right through the back.
I'll take it.
Pretty much. So then I go like, oh, okay, shit, I need to actually move faster. So I try again. I do it without the motion tracker for a moment, and I start freaking out a little bit because I can hear because I'm wearing, like, turtleneck, you know, no, not turtleneck, Turtle Beach earphones, right?
Oh, God.
So I got, like, surround sound, and suddenly I'm starting to hear the tension of the alien in the background. I suddenly hide in a locker. And I hear that thing just, like, nearby. I'm going like, okay, fuck it, I don't care anymore. I'm using this motion sensor. So, like, where is that damn thing? Where is it?
Where is it? Span made mention of when he was playing it on the Oculus, he decided to, like, lean forward to see if he could see a little bit further through the holes in the locker. And to the Oculus' credit, he did.
Yeah.
He was able to actually, like, maneuver himself inside of the locker and look just a little bit further out.
Oculus.
And that sounds cool.
That yeah. definitely sounds like
and
an Oculus
And extra creepy.
Right.
So,
right.
So immediately, like, after, like, the locker, right, like, the alien just goes in and gets me again. So this time I'm going, like, all right, I'm going in prepared. There's a flamethrower right there. I'm taking that with me. Grab the flamethrower. And I figured, like, this... When I went into this game initially, I had the feeling that was going to be straight up amnesia. Like, I was pleasantly surprised when I found out there were weapons in it.
Mm.
But then it kind of dawned on me. I can't kill that alien. Like, that's just... I think that's an actual thing. Like, you probably can't kill the alien.
Well, maybe you can.
Maybe, but they don't give me enough ammo to find out. I don't really want to find out.
Did you try?
So here's what I want to do. When I grab the flamethrower... I run out, like, and I see the alien right there, and it starts charging at me. So I aim the flamethrower right at it and just kind of spray it lightly to just kind of, you know, scare it a little. And it worked. It straight up worked. Like, the alien, like, just did not want to go through the fire. So I'm like, okay, I got a chance to run.
I'm on fire. Fuck you. I'm out.
Yeah, seriously. So I make a mad dash for, like, the medic area or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I hang out there, and the alien just runs right past me and such. So I'm exploring. I finally managed to find one of the dog tags. The alien apparently then kind of gets its, you know, it knows I'm there. So it goes around into the side room to try and come up to me. And I'm watching it on the motion tracker, and I'm going like, oh, crap, it's coming to me. Well, this worked once before. I wait for it. Comes around. Ah. Then I spray it again, and I make a mad dash for the catwalk area, right?
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I broke a line of contact. I was wrong. So I'm watching the alien, right? And it goes like, okay, maybe it didn't know I'm here. I'm in the catwalk. It's not like it can see me.
That's not a T-Rex.
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
So then it starts going into the catwalk, right? I'm like, oh, crap. I use, like, the last of the flamethrower to try and scare it off, right? And I get out of the catwalk area and go like, ah, fuck you, alien. And then immediately, just before I had the chance to finish off with, fuck you, alien, another alien just from the roof straight up grabs me from the head and just pulls me up into the air duct. I'm going like, oh, fuck, they just velociraptored me.
Those aliens are actually doing what they should have.
Clever. So you went, clever girl. You know what you did, huh?
You threw the headset down. You're like, fuck this game.
<It's funny. laughs>
Clever girl.
With that,
got JP'd.
I did.
I don't want to play a game that's going to scare the shit out of me.
Who are you calling the worst now?
I do.
Right? Me versus aliens. Let's do this. Bring it on.
There was like a couple guys just standing next to me, right? And they're going like, dude, what the fuck? I'm going like, where the fuck's my predator friend?
Wrong game, Jason.
Right.
Like, wrong game.
They're in the same universe, right?
Right.
Oh,
where's my predator? Where's my predator homie?
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, despite the fact that that game did its job, it scared me. I want more.
No, it feels just like the movie. They nailed the feel of Aliens perfectly.
It did.
They captured the tension. They really did it right.
It really did. And
hopefully this is not going to be a post-release snafu like Colonial Marines. Let's hope that...
The game that doesn't exist?
Yeah, let's hope that they actually stick with the goods on this one.
Look, I'm a superstitious person. I'm going to start doing, like, some Indian chant or something just to make sure this game's good.
Well, you actually got to play it, so...
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right?
So it'll probably hurt you more if it comes out and it sucks.
It would, because, damn it, I want more.
Right?
Fair enough. So after our experience with that, has anyone in chat got any questions?
Well, our final verdict
is
yes, correct.
Halfway through the video, I had to, like, shut my mind off and then go outside for a little while and try not to have a headache.
That high-pitched dagger scream got me, too. I was like, I was like, my God.
It got me, too, man.
But officially, though, I give this yes.
I'll wait and see.
Well,
if
it stays on track and they don't pull a Colonial Marines, I definitely give this game a yes. I will own it.
Right. Fair enough.
Especially my Oculus. My Oculus will be for War Thunder and this game.
And many new pairs of pants.
Right? No. I'm just going to go to Walmart and get some adult diapers. So, just clap them on.
Yeah, do it.
Put my beers down. All right, cool.
Oh, my. Alien Isolation sponsored by Depends.
You can depend on them.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying. I'm going to have my Depends. I'm going to have a bucket of a barrel of Cheetos and some beer. I'm not going to have to move.
Well, so
you're living
really
a happy man.
Yes. Stephanie knows.
So far it's not.
Oh, I know all about those adult diapers now.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Oh.
What?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Put that on the Facebook. I'll read it and like it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. We just learned something new about TKO.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Moving right along.
Yeah, all right. So sadly, it doesn't look like the chat room doesn't have too much questions about Alien right now.
I think they're still mad at Colonial Marines and just, you know, they're mad.
Maybe they're scared, too. Like, shit, I was scared.
Well, obviously, like, that's a terrifying situation to be in.
Yeah, being
that
grabbed
was.
By your face by an alien and drug up into a duct is not on any of my list of things to do.
That's pretty much, like, the worst type of fuck-up you could be involved with. The one where you're getting ripped apart and eaten.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. So, next up was Evil Within.
Ooh.
Ow! I got something on that!
Oh.
So go ahead and lead it off, Stephanie. You were actually there for that one.
Yes, I was. Okay, so at first when I was just kind of like watching the gameplay was one thing, and I was like, we'll see, you know. But then actually playing it, it was good. I was actually surprisingly like terrified at some points, you know. It was great. Like, I really like the aspect of it that, you know, you're able to, you know, hide in under the bed, hide in closets, all of that, and you only are given so much ammo, which really sucks. Which great, it's great, but it really sucks, you know, like, especially because, like, you're like, okay, so I have this handgun, and I've got, what, like, maybe 6 shots, I think it is, and then you get, like, a shotgun where you've got, like, maybe 4, and it's hard to find the ammo. It's not like, oh, you have this much, and then you can just go later, like, into, like, another region, and you find a bunch of it. Like, you literally start with, like, nothing. And it was, I mean, it definitely got me. It was awesome. I was actually in there playing, and unfortunately, I was in there playing with TKO, so he decided to scare the fucking shit out of me while I was, killing the boss, so.
I started playing the game, like, say, maybe 5 or 10 minutes ahead of her, right? So I did the boss battle. I'm doing another section, right? So she, you know, I look behind me. I see where she is. She's like at the part where you're going into the boss. And it's kind of creepy because you walk in and it shows the boss cutting open this dead body and he's saying like really creepy stuff to it, right?
Uh-huh.
So then the camera kind of pans.
Yeah, he's just like singing. Oh,
yeah. He's singing to the corpse. And the camera kind of starts following your character as you're going up. So I look back. I see Stephanie. She's kind of leaning kind of forward as the camera goes in. She's all intense. And I walk up. I wait till the boss looks at her. And I wait for the boss to start charging towards her. And I go up behind her and just go, roar! Oh, my gosh. She must have got like 3 feet off the air, 5 or 6 octaves higher. The guys who were working the booth start laughing. They started laughing, and she was like, you ass! Everyone around was just dying. It was great. Good times.
That sounds like one of those times where you just had to be there.
I mean, you did. You definitely had to be there, but, like, honestly, like, the guy who was just kind of, like, you know, designating the area and stuff, he was cracking up really hard. But anyway, nonetheless, the game itself, you know, I think, like, graphics-wise was not, like, perfect, but, of course, I mean, they're still finishing up, but, like, it's just a feeling, like you guys were saying before, too, about, like, the tension that it creates. Like, that, for me, is huge, especially for this type of game. It's almost not so much about the way it looks. It's all about the way you feel when you're doing it, you know? So, like, the way of it, like, it freaked the shit out of me. And like I said, the fact that, like, with the ammo and everything, then also there was just a lot of stuff that you could, like, randomly pick up and use. I guess there was, like, bottles that you could throw to distract and stuff like that. But it was good. It was definitely good. It just, like I said, it sucked. Like, when you ran out of ammo, you're like, you were shit out of luck. But it was good because you could kind of creep around, you know, and kind of avoid the different, like, zombie creatures that were coming towards you. But I got stuck in one situation where I'm just like, okay, yay, I'm just going to hack away at this thing, and then I realize it doesn't matter how long I'm going to hack away at it, it doesn't do anything, you know? So,
yeah, you cannot kill the zombies via melee in this game. And from Resident Evil 0, he brought back the, if you kill a zombie, you got to light it on fire to make sure it's going to stay dead.
Wait.
Even if you blow a zombie's head clean off, there's a chance it can get back up again later.
that you could. It, actually, this game was like that, too. You had to actually burn them as well at the end, just in case. I mean, in some cases, you could blow their head off, but most of the time, you actually had to light them on fire and make sure that they were completely
even
dead.
Even if you blow their heads off, they could still regenerate later and come back. This game was created by the guy who created the original Resident Evil as an attempt to go back to those roots.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of elements from Resident Evil Zero, he put into this game as well.
Resident Evil Remake.
My bad. Resident Evil Remake for the GameCube. My bad. I'm sorry.
But it was definitely, I mean, it was well worth it. And I kind of, I mean, I hate the aspect of having little ammo, but at the same time, I feel like it's just making you realistic. It was much more realistic in that sense. And, you know, you're not kind of just doing shit for the hell of it, kind of having to learn how to play that. So
one last aspect in the game is you have a knife, and in this game you can do stealth assassinations on the zombies too to conserve bullets.
Sure.
Still gotta light them up.
Well, yeah, you still gotta light them up.
Should set up a rather large light beacon for every other zombie in the area.
Yeah, but they come towards you, and all you gotta do is take a step back, and they step on the burning zombie, and they get lit on fire too.
Oh, did that happen to you?
Yes, saving you even more ammo.
Oh,
wow.
All right.
Fire is not their friends, and apparently all zombies wear clothes soaked in gasoline.
Right. They're totally made out of flammable skin stuff.
Yeah.
So, Doug, I believe you have something to say about the evil thing.
On a personal note, I was kind of underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah. It just...
Was it just because of the way how the demo was set up kind of mid-game already?
I think so. Yeah. I didn't really have any reason to be there. It was like, all right, I don't know who this guy is or why he's talking with this other dude or what we're trying to do with this chick over there or what exactly is going on. And that really dampened the experience for me. The game was okay. It didn't really do anything that I saw as new. It looked like a rehash of a couple of different games. And that's,
you're right, because it did have a lot of Silent Hill.
There was some Silent Hill elements
to it.
A lot of elements from different types of games. Resident Evil, Silent Hill.
Well, the creator of Resident Evil made it, so what do you expect?
Well,
that's reasonable, but as a new IP... They should have broken the mold a little bit further.
They added zombie assassinations.
Look, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying that they should definitely have tried harder.
By the way, Doug, the chat room's kind of educating you, or I guess educating us all a little bit. They're saying that dry skin is very flammable. So I guess that's the reason why they kind of keep lighting up.
Zombie corpses are all pussy, gooey, and decay-y.
Well, that depends on how old they are. But, you know, to poop on the chat room a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
No, can never happen.
Oh.
So, well, there's that.
We don't know this.
Once you're exsanguinated, that's it. Like, your movement potential is done.
Dude, anyway. What if some alien virus comes down that the alien virus, like, uses your corpse? uses your corpse and, like, is a host for its body, and the virus itself is controlling the body like a puppet.
Right.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Let me just...
Star Trek, son.
Let's not forget that bath salts make you want to become a zombie.
What?
You know, let's not forget that.
Ooh. Some Stephanie on a side of whole wheat.
Deg took some bath salts.
Your face...
But seriously, it could happen. I remember when I heard that story, and I was like, oh, my God, zombies are real. And I remember freaking out, and then I was like, oh, no, someone was on drugs. Okay, thank God.
If a strain of, like, rabies turns all crazy and it can turn people into face-eating monsters.
Yeah.
Large topics to hit.
Let's go ahead and drop the zombie talk.
No. Okay.
We'll come back to this.
Okay.
I know we
will.
So the next
Well, what about while we were there, we also saw Battle Cry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
What did you guys think of that?
Battle Cry is Team Fortress 2 with swords.
Pretty much.
I'm not sure what more needs to... Like, I took a page full of notes about the different classes and all of that. It's free to play. It's a world without gunpowder, and it's very stylistically like Team Fortress 2.
I kind of like the theme they were kind of bringing up, where it's like old World War One kind of design.
Well, actually, it's more like they set up this arena, and instead of countries going to war now, they send their champions into this death city, and they pretty much hash out all their disputes in the arena of death instead of in the world.
it's an interesting premise, one that we've talked about a few times outside of the show about. Like,
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
it be great if the people who started the wars would fight them?
G Gundam style.
Well, I thought the idea that, like, politically was interesting, and I thought, like, at the very end, too, like, they gave a little bit of time for everyone to congratulate, like, whoever the winners are and stuff, so it seemed very, like, prestigious.
I liked the idea that they were going to build a more positive community just with the built-in gestures, like, you know, you can wave at people or congratulate them, you can actually, at the end of the round, like, vote as to, you know, who the MVP was and, you know, who did what that you approved of, and I'm assuming all of that's going to be worth some sort of redeemable point, but who knows?
Oh, not to mention the cutscenes for that game are beautiful.
Yeah, those look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But the game itself, for me, it was meh.
It was all right. Team Fortress 2 with swords.
Well, yeah, I think only one class is capable of blocking, so it's like run up in each other, spam the attack button, and then, you know, use your OP and drill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the best game, but honestly, I felt like the way that they made use of the map and everything and how you could, like, quickly get from one location to the next was kind of fun.
That was innovative.
I thought that was, decently innovative for what it was, and I know I was playing against the guys that were showing me how to play, and then once I was killing them, I was like, okay, I can appreciate the game a little bit more, but, like, it was good.
Like it.
What was that?
I'm better at the game. Now I like it.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt, actually. Because at first I was like, this is bullshit. And then I started, like, killing them. And I was like, oh, okay. I kind of like it now.
Anyway, I think we got a few more things to start getting through.
But for me, that game is meh. I'm not really looking forward to it. It's just meh.
I'll give it a shot. Let's see. I will skip that one because that is the best.
Witcher.
Oh, don't. Don't spoil it.
Man, you fucking spoiled it already.
I didn't say anything.
You're a douche.
I said I need a picture. So
there's
I can
a few games. I don't know what you guys were talking about earlier a little bit because I couldn't really hear in, but there were a few Ubisoft games. I don't know if you guys mentioned some of those or not yet.
We sadly did not get a chance to experience any of the Ubisoft games because apparently with Ubisoft you have to try and schedule, like, what, months in advance or something like that?
No, they did it differently.
I was there!
You just had to stand in line for 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I got into the VIP for the Division, so...
Oh, wait.
How dare you?
That was pretty nice.
Why did
you guys were off on your own! So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
There's a good chance I was doing my own thing in the Nintendo booth.
Right.
Okay, yeah, probably. But, so I got to check out The Division, which is pretty awesome. I got to see the gameplay. They didn't actually have, like, a full-functioning demo for people to play, but we got to watch while they were currently in play. So that was pretty cool. And we were in there with, like, all, like, the makers or whatever. But it is a really awesome game. Like, I don't know if you guys – I mean, I'm sure you guys all saw the trailer and stuff where it just was, like, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But even the gameplay – like, the gameplay itself is just so similar to what the trailer was, which to me is awesome because they're not lying to you, you know? So, they have, like, this whole – what's that?
Are you gonna join our four-man squad in The Division? Like, you're the official fourth person now, right?
Is she?
I guess so. We don't really have a fourth.
Fair enough.
Huh, there we go.
All
right, we got a four-person squad right now. The Good Game guys going on The Division.
All
right,
let's do
you
this.
Heard it first.
And we're all going to talk like this.
Totally down. Like, totally down. So, it was just so awesome. And then just, like, the whole game itself, like, just strategy-wise and everything, like, the amount of, like, time and just all the differences that you could make based on, like, oh, what kind of backpack and ammo am I going to carry? Okay, am I going to use this seeker mine? Am I going to use, you know, whatever it might be? And how, what degree do I want to use it to? And what do I want to combine it with? Like, it was just really smart. Like, it was a super smart game. And then they have this whole, what they call it, the Echo. And the Echo is, like, they use that to see, like, I guess they can see, like, energy sources of what had occurred before the contamination or whatever ended up happening at that, you know, for the end of the world or whatever. But, like, they show, like, what happened before that. And so you just see, like, all these little, like, light sources of, like, people before it happened. So, like, you see, like, these families holding their children or this happened or this happened. And it just, like, reads energy sources from the areas, which I thought that was really cool just for, like, just understanding it. And then another thing too is like you could see like within the levels you would get almost like clues on what was going to occur based on like, okay, so like there's a cop car and the cop that's like, you know, he's dead, but he's on this side of the car. So you could assume that whatever happened, it came from this side, you know what I mean? As opposed from that side. And like, I don't know, it was just really smart. And just like the whole aspects of it, you know, where you had like the cleaners, you know, which I guess like were the people that had like the flamethrowers, and they would, you know, go ahead and, you know, burn any of the victims or burn any of the items just to make sure that there wasn't a continuation of it. And then, you know, you had the division, and like just the idea of it was just so awesome. And then just the gameplay just looked so, I mean it's just like with strategy, and it was realistic at the same time, which to me is awesome. And you know, I do have a little bit of a favoring because of the trailer, because my boyfriend did work on the trailer, so but that was really cool just to see how that really did go into the game. It wasn't just like, hey, this is the trailer, and hey, this is the game. It's completely opposite. No, the game is just as good, you know, as the trailer was. So,
right on. So
that for me was awesome.
And right on. I think that pretty much just, that's something we're definitely looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely.
So what else after that? After the division?
Well, we've only got a few minutes left here. I'm starting to think that maybe we should save the rest of these for the next show.
I guess so. All right. Part one of
E3.
Well,
yeah,
tune in next
week
for part two, because goddamn it, we have tons more to talk about.
Well, one of the features about Division that I'm totally blown away by is the fact that your friend can be at work on his lunch break, go into a smartphone, take over a UAV, and go in and see what you guys are doing in your current mission.
Spot stuff for you.
But hey, there's a dick over there with an RPG aiming at your head. You might want to kind of turn around and deal with that, you know?
Yeah. Drop different cuffs, all that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, from work, in his break room, on his freaking phone. That's amazing.
Whoa, you could actually be like Oracle and shit?
Yes.
You could do Oracle, yeah.
Don't worry, the trailers. They literally saw a UAV come and say, hey, guys, I'm just checking you guys out, you know, hey. You see, I'm on lunch break. You just fly out. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Legit, you really can. You can give each other, like, little warnings, and you're like, hey, over here, like, this is what's going on, and you're just like, what?
Let me bad guy for you. Let me drop a healing grenade or whatever on you.
Shoot him in the head.
Nice. All right, so folks, we're gonna go ahead and start wrapping things up a little bit. I think we're gonna have to pretty much continue this next week in our part two.
Told you it was too much for one episode.
Because like
I guess so.
The next few games that we have to talk about, we're probably going to have to spend more time with them than we have for the. For the priors, due to the A, the stories involved, B, how much gushing we're gonna do,
pretty much,
and C, just for the lulz.
We made some pretty good friends at Deep Silver. I'm just teasing it right now.
Deep Silver was a lot of fun.
Oh my god, right? That better be a thing.
That was a lot of behind the scenes fun, and yeah, those all better be things.
Hey, Deep Silver, stop. I know, Deep Silver, if you're listening, those things better be things.
Right.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up. And folks, hey, if you got any questions or anything like that that you didn't really get a chance to bring up on the show, hit us up on our Facebook page at Good Game Guys Show.
So, yeah, that's facebook.com/Good Game Guys Show.
Also, you can reach us on our Steam group as well, which we have on Steam. You just find us, Good Game Guys Show.
On Steam. Where you'll likely find it, on Steam.
On Steam.
With Steam.
On Steam.
Whoever invented Steam sucks.
Take that back.
Don't remember that?
You're an Origin supporter.
Wow. Dean Cook? Goodness. You got to the shower after
I'm not going.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Steam, why is it so hot?
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Sucks. Really?
Agent of EA.
No, those are fighting words. I will kill you.
And on that note...
On that note, folks, I'm probably going to not be here next week.
Oh! Hi, I'm TKR. This is Dr. Captain.
Guys.
No way to get the ditch anywhere.
Dibs on the equipment.
Guys are funny.
Over, guys.
Anyway. No, we'll settle this like gamers. Deathmatch.
So, folks, like I said, if you want to reach us, please, by all means, follow us on our Facebook page, even in our Steam group, even our Twitter, Good Game Guys 1.
I guess so.
Oh, yes. And don't worry, people. We will divvy up Jason's stuff over a good game of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, Lord. All right, folks. So this is the Good Game Guys, part one of the post E3 adventure.
Signing
off.
GG, guys. GG.
Indeed.
Bye.